the Lori and Julia Show for your Thursday here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, a couple of pieces of business. Looking at the game forecast for Sunday, not too bad. It should be cloudy, low 40s. Cloudy and low 40s at game time in Philadelphia. And apparently, I got a bunch of calls about this. You're a little off on your understanding of what the word fire means. You had it just the opposite of what it actually means. It means cool. So, in fact, he was saying when naming the baby Donda, when he said that's fire, he was actually saying that's cool. That would be cool. That's what I'm told the definition of fire
is. So we got that wrong. Well, we didn't know.
Yeah.
You're mad at me about saying Robert Kardashian was the family man in the family. Only because I did read that book, and that was the one telling thing out of that whole biography.
I'm glad I didn't read it.
Good excuse.
Okay, so last night in the clubhouse, Fittisant, Curtis A. Jackson, and Gerard Butler were in the clubhouse, and they are in a movie together.
And that's why they were.
That's why they were sharing the clubhouse with Andy, and it was such finally. I mean, Andy has not had any.
He's had crap. All of his stars from all of his dumb shows.
I don't know. Like Kyle Richards was on the night before last, and she was actually okay, but there just hasn't been enough there. Because she talked to, you know, I forgot that Kyle Richards was one of the girls that Jamie Lee Curtis babysits in Halloween.
I know.
That was kind of interesting.
I'm looking forward to her show, American Wife or whatever it's called.
Right, starring Alicia Silverstone from Clueless.
Yeah. All right. So we'll play the Plead the Fifth because this is what's making all the headlines.
Yep.
A couple of different things that... well, really one thing that Gerard says in Plead the Fifth and then a question that he has... we'll play that after that, but let's play Plead the Fifth.
How do you think your first visit to the clubhouse is going?
I think it's going exceptionally well.
Well, I'm sorry to say it's about to get worse because Gerard Butler, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions for you. So plead the fifth to only one. Gerard Butler, name one movie you did strictly for the paycheck.
Just the paycheck.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, no.
You may plead the fifth.
Oh, shit. Okay, I plead the fifth.
Okay. Gerard Butler, you have kissed both Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston on screen. Who is the better kisser?
No.
No, we need to know this.
That's Fitty Sam.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
You know, I'm just taking you by surprise, but can you plead the fifth?
No, this is good. This is good stuff.
Gerard Butler, what is your favorite and least favorite 50 Cent song?
In the Club's my favorite.
Okay.
And In the Club's my least favorite.
Thank you for playing.
And that I was think that's my only 50 Cent song I even know.
I know. The movie is called Den of Thieves that they're in together. But he kissed both. And Gerard Butler, I would say every movie he's made after 300 has been for the paycheck.
Oh, God. Yeah, that last one, Geostorm.
He has just been in... he's never been in a good movie since that movie, 300. But he kissed Angelina Jolie and Lara Croft Tomb Raider
in 2003.
And Jennifer Aniston in Bounty Hunter.
And they were kind of going out, I think.
He and Jennifer Aniston.
They were.
Because she and Brad Pitt were broken up.
Yep.
All right, okay, so let's play the next one where Andy knows exactly what he's doing by scratching Gerard Butler because of this whole thing that happened with Brandy Glanville one time when she pled in the fifth in the clubhouse and spilled the details on having just maybe a romantic one-night thing with Gerard Butler.
And Brandy Glanville, if people don't remember, she was a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's right.
And she has been kicked off since. And she was married to Eddie Cibrian, who had an affair with Leanne Rimes when he was making a Lifetime movie and left. Eddie Cibrian is now with Leanne Rimes.
Who is a nervous wreck because Brandy Glanville's memoir, which I did read, one of the things that I know, Leanne read it. She would, not always, but when they felt frisky, she would ask one of her girlfriends to come back to the house with Eddie if the kids, they had a babysitter and they could, they'd swing, the three of them. And I'm just saying that I think a lot of guys, if they could find a woman who was okay with that, and she's also, I'll get my girlfriend.
I think people grow out of that, though.
Maybe they do.
I think they do.
Maybe they do, but I'm just saying, as the second wife, after reading the first wife's memoir and just going,
that would be like, oh.
We forgot to talk about that.
Yeah, whoops. So here we go. Here's Gerard Butler talking and totally prompted by Andy, I think.
We had Brandy Glanville on the show a few years ago, and she kind of spurted it out that you two had a fling. Were you shocked by that when that,
so how'd that
got in the news?
Oh, Andy, how did that go?
This is what he said. He can't.
So anyway, there was a rumor that. I had no idea who she was.
Right.
And I kept saying, so what are you doing? She goes, doesn't matter. It's not important. And we hung
out.
You
mean when you met her, you didn't know that she was that she was on TV or anything like that?
No idea.
Right.
And it was kind of a crazy time in my life. Anyway, we hung out, we had fun, and then I never saw her again. Suddenly, I was walking down the street with the director, and these guys from
TMZ.
TMZ come running down the street going, hey, what about you and Brandy Glanville? And I'm like, who's Brandy Glanville? Because I didn't even know her last name. So I'm like, who's Brandy Glanville?
No, that don't count.
She got pretty upset.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, but right. That don't count. About. If you don't know her last name, that didn't happen.
Okay. Vincent was hysterical.
I love
because
him so much.
He just doesn't really even make too many waves.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, we got to know this about Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie. He's prompting about Brandy.
Yeah.
So Brandy tweets. This is what she tweets.
Okay.
Today?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but when you meet someone that clearly doesn't know who you are you supposed to be a bleep and say, bye, I'm famous? And then her next tweet is, and this is all just...
I don't get that
one. Meaning she's saying she thinks she was more famous than him because he didn't know who she was.
Oh, please.
That's what she's saying.
She is so dumb.
Okay,
I always couldn't stand her.
That was just 2 hours ago. Okay. And then an hour later, she tweets this. Gerard Butler did not know my last name or what I did. That is true. But he hit on me and asked me out. End of story. Moving on.
So
this, I know, again, this is right after she retweets People magazine story about how social media ruined her last relationship. She didn't need to say any of this. It was funnier.
So bad.
It was funnier the way Gerard just left it at that. Yeah. But she had to
put down the phone. And when Gerard Butler says he was going through an interesting kind of a bad time, I don't think he drinks anymore because they use the shot ski, which is where they have a ski with individual shot glasses in it. And Andy Cohen made a point to say, well, you've got Diet Coke.
Yeah.
No, you've got Diet Coke.
I think you're right about that, Jenny.
I don't think he drinks anymore.
Okay, now here's when you were making a point earlier about Justin Timberlake and his new song, Supply. He's trying to sound kind of Post Malone, trying to keep with... It's hard to keep up with the younger people.
Right.
And let's face it, JT is like 36, 37, whatever he is.
Yeah.
But here's 50 Cent telling Andy Cohen what he meant by saying Jay-Z's new album was golf course music, and I'm glad that 50 Cent is Hollywood speaking his own self, because we would have gotten this one wrong,
too. Oh, my God, totally.
Here we go.
My question is for 50 Cent.
Okay.
Have you heard from Jay-Z since you posted on Instagram about titles, money woes, and called his new album golf course music?
You called Jay-Z's new album golf course music?
No, it was mature. The record was mature. And I felt like he was like the... We got to keep that out of the music because hip hop culture is connected to youth culture.
Right.
So you can't really be like, we can't be like 50 years old on the record.
And so did you hear from him after you posted this?
Nah, cool. Like I think they misinterpret
what you were saying. Really?
Because when I say that, he knows I'm saying that it's a little smarter than what's out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And
when you say golf course music? It means when do you get into the golf course?
Me?
At what part of your life do you get into golf?
Older.
Yeah, that's why I said golf course.
Okay.
Unless you're Kris Jenner, whatever her maiden name was, and her mom said, get to the golf course, get to the country club.
And meet a
guy. It is totally true. It is more of an older thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, now we got to play this last one.
But first he took out the money.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about that?
No, we don't have time. We have to get to this next cut because 50 Cent is delightful in this one, too.
Hang on a second.
It's a Gerard Butler. He's asked the craziest place that he's had sex. And then Fitty got in on it. It's just a very funny answer. It's just, it's good.
No, I got it. I just was making sure to play the right one.
And I take it.
Where is the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
We would I can feel that. I can feel
did you?
Question.
Really?
Before she finished the statement. Now tell the truth.
I'm going to tell the truth. I'm trying to think because I've had sex in some crazy places.
In a plane?
That's like standard.
Actually, no. I've never had sex in a plane. I had sex on the side of a volcano once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was pretty cool.
That's good.
Actually, it was pretty hot. and on a glacier.
On a glacier?
Yeah.
Wow, you like temperate areas.
Yes. You know, if you're somewhere interesting, you kind of think it would be nice to...
Absolutely.
...to make this a more interesting story. I was on a glacier. People go, that's cool.
But what happened on the glacier? Like, what motivated that action? Like,
the fact that I was on a glacier. I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be kind of awesome if we had sex? I got to be honest, it was not fun.
Really?
No.
Too cold?
My ass stuck to the ice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kimberly from... Hey, Fitty, what's the crazy... Fitty,
wait. Y'all gotta wait till I grow up.
What's the craziest place that you've had sex, Curtis?
On a glacier.
No, we technically gotta fight. Something has to. Well, I gotta identify. Like, I am crazy, so I don't know exactly what is crazy.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm very spontaneous, and I don't care. Once I get there, I don't care. I'm gonna start doing things.
Let's go to Kimberly.
Oh my! But he was cracking up so hard,
glacier,
and your butt was stuck to the ice. Yes. Wait, we need more info. And Andy's like, "Hey, I'm moving on. Heard it all." Anyway, he gives good couch.
Oh,
50 Cent. He really does.
Oh yeah, and Gerard Butler, I thought was pretty damn good.
He was charming. That Burrow. Uh-huh. We got to get ready for the Dirt Alert and Elizabeth Reese.
Is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have Holly Hollywood here instead of Elizabeth Reese, but we love your dirt alerts too, woman.
Hi, woman.
Thank you. Hi, women. Hello, hello. All right, let's start this dirt alert by mentioning a couple of concert music news events. Keith Urban has announced that he's coming to the Twin Cities, so mark your calendars for October 13th. He will be at the Target Center. Didn't he play at the Target Center the last time he came to town?
He did, and I think we were both out of town. We've seen him every single time.
We've seen him at XL twice or something.
The State Fair.
I love... He's
so great.
He's so good.
We're going to have to yell this to him when he and Nicole...
At the SAG Awards.
At the SAG Awards, because she's going to win.
By the way, it's a Saturday, too.
It is. Yeah, no, this is...
No excuses.
He loves Minnesota.
He loves Minnesota because this was the first place that he got country music playing. This Minnesota was his number one fan base. And Nicole Kidman told us that when we met them at the Australia premiere. Mm-hmm. And she said, Keith, you have to talk to these lovely ladies from Minnesota. Minnesota started your career.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota country music fans are the best. I remember when Garth Brooks had that big residency here.
Yes.
So everyone comes out and supports country music, which is great. And so Kelsey Ballerini.
Is she going to open?
Yeah.
She's so good. Oh. We saw her.
Yeah.
With him last... Oh, gosh.
All right. This is going to be a fantastic show.
He's going to like that we know that, Julia. Once again, we'll be able to have our conversation with
those
two.
Write it down on the inside of your arm. All right. Howard Stern is going to induct Bon Jovi into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
I thought that was interesting.
I heard Howard Stern talking about this on his show, and he said the first thing he did was call his manager and say, you got to get me out of this.
I would think the same thing. Like, why would John Bon Jovi even ask him?
Howard Stern would be an amazing person.
I know,
to
but do they have a friendship?
Yes, they have a friendship. They've known each other for like 45 years, and he said on the radio, the only reason he's doing it, the induction, is his wife told him, you have to do it. I promised Dorothea I'd talk you into it.
Right, and the subject came up with the band's manager, Irving Azoff, and so they kind of joked around to each other because... They do have to go to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah,
to
and
do this.
Howard gets asked all the time, and he is like, I am about emceeing or having to get up and say words. He hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks he would love it and he would be great at it because he's good on the radio.
Lori hates it more than anything. I don't mind
Julia
it.
Julia loves it. She's a natural.
I love it. I just don't. Yeah.
Julia, how do you feel about being an MC, Holly?
I feel 50-50. It's a completely different skill set to be an MC in a public arena than it is to talk on a microphone in a private studio. Yeah. Because when you're in the studio doing radio, it's just like talking to the three of you here in the studio. But then when you're out in front of people and people react to you in real time.
And they just need you to set the stage of what's going to happen.
But he is known, and he's
fantastic.
And Bon Jovi, the Silver Fox, by the way, he's like one of the few guys out there that is not dying his full head of hair. He's a Silver Fox, to use the 70s phrase.
Let it go.
He's lucky because that's going to be pretty amazing.
Well, because he has a full set of hair.
Yeah, he does.
It's very magnificent, that Bon Jovi. All right, Angelina Jolie is going to be honored by the American Society of Cinematographers. That's going to be happening on February 17th at the Dolby Ballroom, which is where the Oscars are held. So they are honoring her for her work in the industry. This is what they say: significant and indelible contributions to cinema. And it's the only award not given to a cinematographer. It's reserved for filmmakers who have been champions for directors of photography and visual art form. So her work as director, she's being honored
and
here.
And didn't she hire all kinds of people when she did the Bosnian film, Land of... Did anyone see that movie, The Land of Blood and Honey?
I saw it.
Was it good, Donnie?
It was good.
It was?
No. I can't say that Angelina Jolie knows how to make a good-looking movie. Like, she's very concerned about...
We saw the one, Unbroken.
Amazing.
Did
you watch By the Sea? Was it By the Sea?
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah,
I can't think of a worse one.
Oh my gosh, that's like the first time I saw Virginia Woolf to play. And I saw it with Mercedes Rule and somebody else at the old Guthrie. So like, maybe I forget who played it. I was like, who the hell? What a depressing play.
It is a depressing play. Oh my goodness, you have to be in the mood for that one.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey is being sued for $3 million over her canceled South American tour.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, court documents obtained by the Blast reveal that she canceled concerts in Chile and Argentina back in October of 2016, causing the show's promoter to seek $500,000 in damages. However, a much larger claim stems from Carey's own reporting of the cancellation. She tweeted at the time, "Devastated, my shows in Chile, Argentina, and Brazil had to be canceled. My fans deserve better than how some of these promoters treat them." So that lawsuit alleges that Carey's comment about the promoters were knowingly false and defamatory.
Stella gave Mariah Carey the worst advice.
Yeah,
Mariah was at Mr. Child's last night with Brian tonight. Her boyfriend.
How she looks happy.
She looks so happy, and she's under good management again. And that Stella really got her into, didn't know what the hell she was doing.
Yeah.
Promoted beyond her abilities.
Right. So they're seeking $2 million in damage from that tweet alone. They're also seeking other damages as well.
Can I tell you guys some breaking news that is our boyfriend might have gotten a good job, Lori? Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, please. Oh,
okay, A Million Little Pieces. Remember the James Fry book that was put Oprah off the docket?
Because he lied?
A little bit. Stretch the truth. But
lied.
They're making it into a movie. And Sam Taylor Johnson, the director, who did 50 Shades of Grey, the very first one, she's directing it. And Billy Bob Thornton is playing the lead character, Leonard, but Charlie Hunnam is in this movie.
Ooh,
I know.
He needs a good gig.
I know he does.
He's not, his career is a little at this point. I mean,
we're so disappointed in him still.
That Sam Taylor Johnson couldn't talk him into staying into
50 Shades,
that first one, and he got beguiled by Guy Ritchie and going to play.
And then he decided to play King Arthur.
Very disappointed in him.
Well, he's on the upswing. Let's just say, though, he's on the upswing, that Charlie Hunnam. He's going places.
All right, Holly, follow us. Low J SAG Awards, will you?
Of course we will.
The shenanigans start in, whatever time we get to the airport.
Have fun.
Okay,
thank you.
We'll be back.
Entertainment. She has a theory.
I blew my wad on the theory yesterday with Kylie's baby bump being the new Bigfoot. Because
that horrible story you told
us. It was just so good. People were like happy.
No, they weren't.
No, they follow that story.
Those two people.
No, Julia. Wow. We're not going to go back. You are so grouchy today.
I'm so done. I'm sorry.
Have fun at the airport and on the plane ride?
Don't you be asking me that after I've let you be sick and crap. I'm just having a moment.
All right. Well, have a moment for my theory.
I
promise not to have it be anything Kylie Jenner related or anything like that. So here it is, Julia. And I just wonder.
Thank you for promising that it will be something that I have absolutely no interest in.
In all the years of our covering the Screen Actor Guild Awards, have either one of us gotten back to the room and just simply slept in our gown because we, the other one maybe was asleep?
We couldn't.
And we couldn't get out of our gown?
That's never happened. And we can't because we either borrowed them and it was, we were all worried about them always.
Always.
Or they were beautiful and we would never want to sleep in them. This year, I'm going to sleep in my J-Lo Kohl's dress.
Well, yeah.
I guarantee it. I'm going down in my J-Lo 47 Kohl's dress that I haven't even tried on.
Yeah, no, this is how jaded we've become.
And put it in a bag.
No, my mom said to me, she says, why are you girls excited about the dress? I said, well, first of all,
we sort of aren't on the red carpet.
We're in the media room, but we're not. For some reason, the 1 year of all year, they should have people from Minnesota on the red carpet.
Because who knew the Vikings were going to be in the...
Anyway, but...
But we're not on the red carpet this year, so we're going to be...
in the green room, right, or the media room.
So we're back behind the bushes, and we're going to get better shots because we're going to go...
we're going to stock out.
We're going to sneak in the back of the limousines when the people get out.
Yeah, we know where the limos drop off people, Donnie. Where they get out, and then they have to walk a little bit to get under the... and that's
we've got a whole different system this year. It's hashtag
so you're
undercover.
You're going to intercept them when they're getting out of the limo?
Oh, Donnie, we're going to tackle them, not just intercept.
We're tackling, checking, taking them down, asking them who's getting... If you're coming solo, because here's how this... Jane Fonda just shared her theory that if you are alone, and even if you are famous, but if you go home alone... After a night that you're wearing something black tie,
you can't get out of it.
You can't get out of your dress. And she slept in a red carpet gown on more than one occasion.
That's hysterical.
She joked she never wanted a husband until now when she showed a photo of herself in the morning after the night before, still in a lace black gown she'd worn to the gala. She couldn't reach the zipper.
Hysterical.
Because what do you do?
All right. Well, there's a lot of things because I have been alone for a while here.
Yeah. But have you worn any fancy dresses where the zipper was really low?
I have worn some things. The zipper, the tightness.
Because I know your mom told me about spatula and putting lotion on it to get her back.
Well, I bought
a rubber spatula.
That's not a bad idea.
But you know what I did is I bought this thing that holds lotion in it with a longer handle, and I've used that, but that isn't a bad idea. You need a spatula for a grill.
That's what she said. She said,
I mean, like a big,
a
big long one for a grill, because those other ones are too short.
Yeah, right.
But that's not a bad idea.
Oh, I see.
But getting, someone gave us back scratchers. Who just gave us back scratchers? I feel like someone in Montana brought them for New Year's Eve or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you could hook, and you could use a back scratcher, and you could hook like a little paper clip on it to get the zipper. No, there are situations where you can't get out of it. Mm-hmm. Mine are usually Spanx related, where my whole, I can't, but from on the top around my boobs or something, where you're just like strangled. I mean, you're just like, how do I get out of this thing?
No, you literally feel like sausage.
I didn't even pack Spanx. I don't pack anything. I don't know what is in my suitcase.
Mouth is open.
Well, I don't care.
I have the pair of Spanx.
Look at me. I don't care what.
What is happening?
I have so much Viking stuff.
Okay, I want you to just take a deep. Here's my theory.
Don't listen to me, people.
Right now, that you are just
burnt out.
Burnt out.
Yeah, you are.
You're burnt out.
I'm sorry,
out,
people. I'm acting out loud. I'm being a petulant little teenager over
pretty
here.
Pretty much.
You really are. And I know what it is. I have a theory why. It isn't just the fact that we are not in our miniature, little amount of tiny. We're so tiny on the red carpet. It isn't that. It is the fact that you actually, for once,
are
torn.
Oh, God, this is going to be good.
Because you would rather be watching the Viking game here in Minnesota.
With my family.
Yes.
100%.
That is why.
Understandable.
It's killing me.
It's on at
the exact same time.
I get it.
Yeah. Whereas for me.
You don't give a crap.
I don't care at all. I love it because we can just follow along on Twitter.
We won't
have any stress. No,
this is a hard one because I
understand.
All I want to do is be around Viking fans and wear purple all weekend and go out.
I know.
I can't believe I'm saying that. I don't want to go to LA.
You're stuck.
I'm complaining in the wrong direction.
Really
I know.
Are.
Really
I'm sorry
are.
To
really
everybody.
Yeah. Because there's lots of people who are ready to take your seat and come to Beverly Hills with me, darling.
I've been a big,
she, darling.
Well, I'd go with you. Are you
Donnie,
kidding me?
Well, she won't take you.
That's not the point.
I know. No, but you know, I I keep thinking that they're going to retract that touchdown somehow, some way, because I'm so used
Stop.
To... No, I have grown up here.
I know.
I mean, we have had... And so,
this is how you spent your Sundays.
My entire life.
Yeah, your entire life.
With my family.
I did not ever do it on a Sunday until 1976 when I got a boyfriend in high school.
So while we get to go see all these wonderful people in my DNA. And be in somewhat warmer weather where it's pouring rain, fine. I really...
But you're... I'm
not,
crabby. Let me stop you. Yes. So, but I... That is... I know...
I'm so having an internal dilemma that I'm saying out loud.
I think it's time for a...
Never complain.
Oh, totally,
never
Donnie.
Explain.
But Lori...
I
but
did
Lori's
the explaining.
Because this is... I'm almost ready to cry.
Okay, well then
I'm
let me...
I'm just too tired.
Okay,
no,
then,
I'm tired today. It's
here,
just I'm tired.
Let me tell
I'm
you
sorry,
this
people.
Story. Because I've had a theory after I hate watched Megyn Kelly for a month. Like, I hate watched Kris Jenner's show. And what other talk show? Bethany Frankel. I hate watched her show.
That's right.
It's going to be about us. We're going to talk money.
So I did a month, and then I see Megan every morning tease her stuff, and I've had this theory that the producers
hate her.
Guess what? Guess what's being reported? Now, this has not so much to do with Megyn Kelly, but the head writer for Megyn Kelly's show.
They have one?
Yes. I know it because she reads
I'm
the
sorry,
most Donnie. Terrible segues
I mean,
and stuff.
She's so bad.
I said the writers hate her. He's been fired, and he said he got fired because he complained to NBC that he was getting bullied by the top bosses, not Megan, but the two co-executive producers, Jackie Levin and Christine Cataldi.
Which are both women.
Yeah, Kevin said the assistant... called her assistant, you know, that he was an idiot and a bleeping whiner and...
Just like what I'm being.
Yeah, claims are... He says he told NBC News... president about it, and they said it's an unfair attack, but he said it's a completely toxic environment where young female assistants are abused and harassed by executives who scapegoat and launch the F word, and because the show is failing, and that's why the show is so bad.
Everyone hates each other who's even working on it.
Which has been my theory from when
I watched it.
I said, God, these people can't stand each other. They don't like her. Because the whole way the show was presented, and that's also the fact that she's taking such a stand every day on bullying, Me Too, Time's
and
Up.
And bullying is happening with her EVPs on her show.
On her show.
Two women are bullying the rest of the staff.
Yes, the assistants and stuff. And, anyway, Kevin didn't want to, you know, speak to anybody, but he just said it is just a toxic environment and that it's hypocritical that a show that positions itself as a safe place has a staff where everybody feels like they're being harassed.
Wow.
And abused, which has just been a theory of mine that I saw. And you felt it after you just said you watch it because you watch it and you're like, there's something bad juju coming off that show.
And it starts with her teases, and she looks so like, today we're going to be talking about women not eating ever.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I haven't eaten since 74. I mean, seriously, it's that. She sensationalized it. I feel like I'm watching Jerry Springer.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she's not a girl's girl.
And you know, the pressure is on those co-executive producers because of the cost of the show. Not only do they have Megyn Kelly negotiated a hell of a deal for herself, but there could be resentment in the environment.
Right.
Because people do remember that Megyn Kelly was very, very, very slow to support Gretchen Carlson.
She was very slow.
She waited until she had a book out a year later.
That's right.
Wow. I think I used this word a long time ago, unctuous. Unctuous, and I would describe it in Megyn Kelly's case as insincere.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
Insincere earnestness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today we're going to, unctuous. There you go. That's my word today.
That's what's happening
over
there.
And I'm sorry for my out loud complaining for just a second.
Julia, don't bring it up again. Don't draw attention to it. That's my PR advice. We're moving on. We're moving out. We're moving on up to the east side of Beverly Hills, baby.
Someone took over the mic.
We'll be right back with favorite headlines of the day. Thank you, Charlie Puth, for bringing it to our attention that, yes, indeed, we're heading off to Beverly Hills.
Woo!
California. Okay, our favorite headline, though, Julia, is Viking related. Thank you, Pioneer Press. Viking fans, and this is as of 3 hours ago, donate $158,000 and counting to Saints Punters Pediatric Cancer Charity. So I don't know if you know about this. Now it's at $178,000.
Wow. Went to the New Orleans Saints Punters Charity?
Yes.
Yes. Because of there's a personal connection there. So
he's going to come up here and get the check.
Yeah, he showed a lot of guts and sportsmanship, and he tore cartilage, continued playing, and he was the first to come back onto the field for the point after touchdown after Diggs' game-winning touchdown.
Everyone cleared the field.
And a lot of Viking fans were just like, that's amazing, and his charity is What You Give Will Grow, and it focuses on pediatric. A Vikings fan started a Reddit post asking people to support him.
That's pretty amazing.
Isn't it?
I'm telling you, that gives me some goosebumps about our state. We have the most generous, charitable people.
Mm-hmm. And he said, that when the amount gets to 25, he said he's going to fly up when we get the Super Bowl to present the money to Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The check, and when we get to 100,000, so he's making plans because they're already at 178. He said, Minnesota, you guys are officially ridiculous.
How cool
I'm
is
just
that?
Totally humbled by this, and I'm going to have to root for you all the way through the Super Bowl. So just totally blown away. Thank you very much. So that's just a great headline.
That is. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, I thought you would like
that.
Thank
you, honey.
Mm-hmm. What other headlines do we got, Danny?
Prince William. Yep, what was left of his hair is now gone. It's been buzzed off.
It's the right thing to do.
It was the right call.
Yeah, it was totally. So he looks handsome. He's got a handsome face, charming, blue eyes. He's a prince for crying out loud. He looks great.
We never get to Hollywood speak this, but Lamar Odom gave an interview where he said that he knew his marriage was over by Khloe's second or third NBA basketball player. Okay, here's
boyfriend.
But so that's
such
he,
a
he
slam.
Said NBA basketball player. Well, here's how Kim clapped back in five words.
Okay,
or second or third brothel.
That's a good comeback.
Bravo,
it was
Kim.
Such.
Okay, but that's good. You were like, I love, because we do like Kim Kardashian, that is like brilliant because that was such a slam on her sister.
Yep.
And she just clapped back. And how many words is that? Five. Or second or third brothel, says the guy who OD'd in a brothel.
Yep.
That he knew his marriage was over after she'd already moved. The nerve
he's
of him.
He's so stupid. Oh. I saw that today and I'm like, really? No.
I know. I had
Nobody
to get to
Nobody
cares
that. What you think, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Falls under that. Alex Paul of the Chainsmokers busted cheating on his girlfriend who posted it to Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Oops. He's one half of the Chainsmokers. And she caught her Grammy-winning beau kissing another woman thanks to some grainy footage. And she quickly shared the video to Instagram and let him have it on Instagram. And that's how they broke up. It's the new modern way
of breaking up.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Well, the Chainsmokers.
They'll look you in the eye and tell you they love you, then destroy you without a second thought. That's what she put. She thought they were exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would hurt. I know. Anyway, that was kind of like, wow. Yeah. That's good revenge right there.
Mm-hmm. Gerard Butler would rather make out with Jennifer Aniston than Angelina Jolie.
Well, and he also went out with her.
With Jennifer Aniston. Yeah.
And they made a movie together.
The Bounty Hunter.
I bet Angelina scared the crap out of him.
Well, and she was maybe dating.
It was in 2003, she was done with Billy Bob Thornton by then.
I don't know. Yeah, she might have just been.
She was in between. She was just coming. Yeah.
Not interested in him.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. All right.
What else do we have for you? Princess Charlotte speaks some Spanish because of the Spanish nanny Maria.
Well, that is sterling.
That is so very cute. Nanny is going to speak a little Spanish to the bambino. Say a few things. I mean, my gosh, Casey and I watch a show on, what do you call it?
TV?
No, with the,
the subtitles.
Subtitles. I said, we're learning French. You know, well, just
you're,
by...
Yes, you're listening to the French spoken, and then you see the translation.
We just picked up like maybe five words.
Yeah. Bonjour, mademoiselle, c'est va?
C'est va?
Oui, c'est va, toi?
Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez-vous?
Let's see. Kim Kardashian hints that baby girl's West name might involve Louis Vuitton.
Nah, she was just having fun with us.
Yeah, she was just messing around with us. Justin Timberlake was...
Nope, skip that one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, just skip that one. We can't talk about him anymore. Okay.
No, we gave him a lot of time today.
Michelle Williams might be engaged to her low-key 50-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, well.
I thought she was engaged.
Well, I'm not sure now. Speaking of engagements...
She's been
quietly dating this New York finance guy.
Okay, speaking of engagements, did you see Lara's...
Lara's ring? It was huge.
It's like, it's the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah,
Lara. And she's engaged, Lara Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Reedus is desperately unhappy about his character's fate on The Walking Dead.
Well, so am I.
Did he die?
No, he hasn't, but that show has absolutely turned to crap. And those of us that have watched it for all eight seasons, he's on the cover of Entertainment.
Complaining about the writing on his show?
Well, no, it just says, suck it, Negan, and he's got a cherry in his mouth. I do like the cover of it, but there are spoilers for The Walking Dead in this issue of Entertainment Weekly, but this last season of The Walking Dead...
You hated it.
It was so...
Did it overstay its welcome? One season
yes,
too many?
Yes, it's great.
It's dead, Donnie. It's dead.
To use a good pun. I don't know. How many times can they all run into bad guys, kill each other, get chased by zombies, run into another group?
It's been the same course.
It really has. They haven't been fresh with it. And So I'm kind of with Norman. And I bet he would rather do his motorcycle show that he's got.
Oh.
Where he gets to ride all around the U.S. with cool motorcycle
people. All right, we're done. Any last words before you head west?
Everybody.
Just hold down the fort, Donnie.
Yeah, and go Vikes.
Go, Vikings. Go.
We can't wait to come home.
On Monday.
Winners. Everywhere. All around. Everyone have a great night.
Job done. Off you go.